We're up to Shamos Zayin with Aleph towards the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan. Niach Bonim. If Cohen died and he left over only sons, so Elu ve'Elochim. So both the Avdei Malug and the Avdei Tzon Bar Zalit. And we'll explain as we go on. If he only left her pregnant, no other children. So Elu ve'Elu ain't Ochlin, neither one can eat. He left over sons and a uber. When he died, he had regular children, sons, and his wife was pregnant. So Avde Malug Ochlin Kederashi Ocheles. She eats because of her children. And Avde Malug that belonged to her can also eat truma because of her. Avde Tzon Barzel or Yochlin, they chelko shel uber. However, the Avde Tzon Barzel belonged to the Yorshim. And they're eating because of the Yorshim. And the uber has a chelik in them, and an uber doesn't feed because only Yelud they sow, like we learned before. So therefore, because the uber has a chelik in all the avadim, they can't eat truma. The Avde Tzon Barzel. Sheha uber posel deinu machil, divi Rabbi Yossi. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi omer mishum aviv, and Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi says in the name of his father, habas macheles habein einu machil. The more we'll discuss what that means. The bas, if there's a daughter, she doesn't enable the avadim to eat, does enable the banim to eat, but a ben doesn't. The more we'll discuss how that is, why that is. Okay, so if what's it called? Seeming like now, we'll see in the end it doesn't mean that. But seemingly, what happens is the Kohen died, he left over a daughter. So now the Avadim can eat because of the daughter. And if he left over a son, if he left over a daughter, they can eat. And if he left over a son, they can't eat. Rav Shim ben Yochai Omer, Zecharim Yochlu. If there's what's it called, all of the Yorishin are Zecharim, then the Avadim can eat. Kula Nekevis lo Yochlu. But if they're, what's it called, if they're Nekevos, if they're all girls, then the Avadim can't eat. Shema Yimtza Uber Zachar. In other cases like this, they're all boys plus an Uber. So then they can't eat, the Avadim can't eat. Why? Because if the Uber, if the Uber is a Zachar, he has a Chelik in these Avadim too. And therefore, what's it called, he passels them from eating. But if what's it called, if they're all girls, then what's it called, they can't eat. Why? Shemiyim to Uber Zachar. Because maybe if the Uber's in a Keva, so she passels because she if it's all girls, they're the Yorshin. If there's girls and boys, the boys Yorshin, the girls don't. So if it's all girls, maybe the Uber will be a boy and he'll get the whole Yerusha and he can't be Machel as the Avadim because he's only an Uber. The Gemara is going to ask on that, and what if it's a girl? Same problem. Then the girls Yorshin, and this one has a Chelik too as a girl, and she's also only an Uber. The Gemara is going to answer that. The Ein Lebanus Makom Ben Klum. The Gemara says, "My Yiri Shemi Yimtzu Uber Zacher, typically the Nekeva Nami Pasla. Even if it's a girl, she's an apostle because an Uber can't feed. So if it's a girl, she Yarshins with all the other girls. If it's a boy, he Yarshins and they don't Yarshin, and he's an Uber. So either way, she's not going to be able to eat because of this Uber, whether it's a boy or a girl. So why did it say maybe it'll be a boy even if it's a girl? Won't work. The Gemara says, Chadavo Kohen Chanami." Said one reason, but there's two reasons. Chada, the Kevanomi Pasla. First of all, even if it's a girl, she's an apostle, because then the girls will Yarshin and she's an Uber. But and if it's a boy, it's going to be worse. Not worse, but the same thing, because then the boy will get a whole Yerusha, and he's only an Uber. The Ein Lebonis Makom Ben Klum. Let's see Rashi till here. Hiniach Bonim. First case is the Kohen died and he left Bonu. No Uber. Okay? The woman's not pregnant, and there's Yorshin, Sechorin. Hakohen, Yiniach Bonim, Hakohen, Velo Yiniach Muberis. So they didn't leave her pregnant. So there's only full-fledged boys as Yorshin. Then Elu Ve'elu, Avdi Malug Ve'avdi Tzombar Zolochlin. Both kinds of Abadim eat. The Avdi Malug Ochlin Bishvilo. Shehi Ocheles Bishvil Bonel. She eats because she has children from the Kohen. So she can eat truma. And her avodim, the avni malog, which belong to her, also eat because of her. The avdei tzom barzel ochlin b'shvil banim. The avdei tzom barzel belong to the father. He died, now they belong to the sons. So they're also kohanim. So they can eat too. So both sets of avodim, the avodim that belong to her can eat because she has children, and she eats. And the avdei tzom barzel can eat because they belong to the yorshim who are, what's it called, kohanim, who are all born. Hinichu muberes, velo hinichu labonim. Second case is, he left her pregnant without any children. So then, elu ve'elu inochem, neither one can eat. Why? Shehu uber enu machil, lo esimo velo esavodim. Because the uber doesn't have the power to make anybody eat. Therefore, she doesn't have children. She has an uber. She has no children. And if a Kohen dies, leaves his wife, a Bas Yisrael, an almana, without children, she doesn't eat truma. But if she leaves her with children, yes. So here he left her with an uber who isn't able to feed her truma, to enable her to eat truma. And the avadim that belong to him belong now to this uber. And the uber doesn't have the power because he has no other children. So he's the yoresh. And if the uber has a, what's it called, owns them, but he can't be machal and truma. So neither avdei malug or avdei tzom barzel eat in that case. If there's only an uber. So if there's no uber and only sons, everybody eats. There's only an uber and no sons, what's it called, nobody eats. Hiniach bonim v'nich muberes. Next case. He left sons and she was pregnant. So there's a mixture. There are full-fledged children and an unborn child. So avdi malug ochlin. Shehem shalah. Ve'en lo uber chelik v'hem. Right? They belong to her. And her uber doesn't own those avadim at all. So he's out of the picture. And so are the sons, really. They have nothing to do with the avdim alog. That's merely her avadim. And she can eat because she has sons. Right? Doesn't make a difference. She also has an uber. That doesn't prevent her from eating. She has sons. So she can eat. So since she can eat, her avadim can also eat. So avdim alog can eat where he left over sons and an uber. She eats because of the sons, and her avadim eat because of her. But Avdei Tzom Barzel lo yochlu mipnei chelko shel uber. But the Avdei Tzom Barzel belong to the sons, and one of the sons isn't born, and he prevents them from eating. She yesh lo chelik bohen disle zechiyah. He does yarshin, right? This Gemara holds, Rav Yossi holds, that an uber has zechiyah. He's kona, but he can't feed. Velo yadinen hay misrami lechelko. We don't know which of the avadim is going to be his chelik. So none of them can eat. Therefore, the avodim can't eat. Sheha uber poso bas kohen amuberes misrael. The reason for all this is the uber passels a bas kohen, right, who's muberes misrael from eating truma, from going back to her father because she has an uber zera engla, but she has some zera because she's pregnant. So it passels her from going back to her father to eat truma, right? So halacha is again a bas kohen who's married to Yisrael and dies, and the Yisrael dies without children. The bas kohen goes back and eats truma because of her father. If she has children, she doesn't go back to eat truma. So if she has an uber, she also doesn't go back. The uber is posel. Ve'eno machil bas Yisrael muberes mikohen lo es avodim, and it doesn't feed the avodim. The yorshim, right, that belong to the husband, truma, because an uber doesn't feed. Only you lead by, it's only if he's born. Habas ma'acheles, the common forest. Later on, the Gemara will explain why a daughter does feed and a son not. Doesn't make any sense, we'll see. But the Gemara will explain later. Kulan zechorim, lo gasina kulan, elo hochi gasina. Zechorim, yochlu. Kulan, the kevas lo yochlu. If there are males, so the males inherit, right? im yesh zocher bebanim ochlim ha'avadim b'shvilo. V'lo chashin lechelk oshel uber, the shemen akeva hi, the ein lachelik b'makom ben. Im tim tzolomer zocher hu shem atapil. Shekol hayoldos nechtes charem nechtes akevos. The yesh ma'pilos. Some smoke miyuta the ma'pilos lemechtes akevos. Havi lu charem haruuyim liresh miyuta. Ule miyuta lo chashina. That's how the Gemara in 2 minutes is going to explain this. So Rashi chap the rhyme because it doesn't make sense. If all of the children, okay, are zecharim, okay. So now, if this uber is a zachar, then he also has a chelik, and then he passes them because we don't know which eved belongs to him. So all the avadim have a little bit of this guy in them, right? So they all can't eat. But the halacha is, it says that if they have boys and she's pregnant, they can't eat. Why? Because what are we choshish for? Maybe the uber, if the uber's a nekeva, then she does no yerusha. Girl doesn't yarshin together with boys. Okay? The boys get the whole yerusha. So she's out of the picture. If it's a zachar, then there's a problem. Now, women, what's it called, have half and half zachar and nekeva. But there are some times that they have nothing because they miscarry. So what are we afraid of? Maybe this child will be a zachar. What are the chances of it being a zachar? Half, 50% chance it'll be a nekeva. Right? Out of the other chances, maybe it's a zachar, the other 50%, but she's going to miscarry. So now, the fact that it may be a zachar is a miut. Because 50% is going to be a nekeva. And even if it's a zachar, maybe it won't make it. So therefore, the chances of it being a healthy zachar are a miut, and we're not choshish l'miut. But we can go after the rov. Rov will be that there's no problem with these avodim; they can eat. What? But you're fine. No, that's what we're talking about.
No, but if she has 10 boys, you can say that she has a zachar voice.
No, it's not chazaka. I don't know if there's any chazaka on that. They don't know. Just because a person has boys doesn't mean they're going to have more boys. There's still an even chance of having girls too. Especially since it doesn't depend on him only. There's no such chazak. Okay. The shemanik. Okay. So we said what's it called? Kulan nekevos lo yochu shem ye uber zacher. But if they're all nekevos, then whatever happens is a problem. If it's another nekeva, so she yarshins together with her sisters, and she can't feed them. If it's a zacher, he gets everything, and he can't feed for sure. So here, there's a rove, right? The only possibility will be that it will be a miscarriage. That doesn't make a difference right now because rove chances are that she'll have a zachar or a nekeva that's healthy. And we're choshek. Okay. So Mara says, typically, the inomi havi nekeva pasa. Why does it say that if it's all girls, we're afraid maybe it'll be a boy and he'll get the whole Yerusha? Even if it's a girl, then she shares with the other sisters of Yerusha. So anyway, they can't eat. The kivan should call olsen shulafanim nekevos yesh lo ober chelik behenafilu hi nekeva. Since all of them are girls, manavshach. If there's only girls, the girls get the yerusha. So if she's a girl, she also has a chelik and she's an ober. If he's a boy, then he takes away the yerusha from all the girls and he's the only yoresh and he also can't feed. So either way, it's no good. Why did it say maybe it'll be a zacher? It means two reasons. If it's in a cave, for sure it's no good. And maybe it'll be a zacher, and that's also no good.
At what point does this uber yoresh? As an uber?
As an uber, that's what we hope. Yes, what's it called? An uber has zechiyah. It could be kona. You could be makna something to an uber. Surely he can be yoresh. He has kinyonim, but he can't be machel, because only yelid is machel. Right, if you would hold that an uber isn't zocher, then he's not a problem. That was what we said before the machlokes.
In that case, at this point, he's not a nekevos. So that should not be part of the equation.
That shouldn't be part of the equation. Why? Because
Yorish now.
Yeah, but if he's a nefil, it's a gloyal milsum afreya. That why? Because a nefil never had a cheskes chai. In other words, if a guy lived and then he died, so his death has nothing to do. But a child was never born that died as a miscarriage. Igloy milsom afreya that he was never had a cheskes chayim. Never was viable. It's amazing. Okay. So now the Gemara says, "I lasa kulam zecharim yochlu." So now the Gemara is going back over the case. If all of them are boys, so then the avodim are allowed to eat, right? The Gemara says v'ha'ika uber. L'maisa, the uber should prevent, because if the uber is a zachar, he has a chelik together with him, and he should prevent them from eating. Einachinami, if the uber will be in the keva, it won't be a problem, because she doesn't have any Yerusha when there's boys. But if it's a boy, he shares and he doesn't feed. So why, if kulam zecharim, why can the avodim eat? Mar says kesavar ein choshin lemiyuta, because Rabbi Yossi holds that we're not choshin. Not Rabbi Yossi, who is it? Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holds we're not choshish lemiyuta. The boy is ema, right? And Rashi already explained why it's a miyut. Because there's all boys, they are vade yorshim. This uber manavsha, if he's a boy, he's a problem. If he's a girl, he's not a problem. So it's half and half. And if he's a nafel, he's also no problem. That's also part of the equation. So rove, chances are he's not going to be a problem, because either he's half the time for the girls, or he's a nafel, even if he's a boy. So it makes the chance of a healthy boy a miyut, and we're not choshish lemiyut. Ain choshish lemiyut. Rashi l'shema yezacher v'yesh lo chelik ben. We're not choshish. Maybe it's a zacher and he has a chelik. Why? The basar ruba's leaving. The ruba yoldos on the kevos o mapilos in the precious layer, like I explained already. The rove is girls plus the miyut of that the miscarry. So if girls take off 50%. Miscarriages take away, right, that even if it's a boy, it could be a miscarriage. So it takes away a little bit from the 50% of the boys. And Mela, what's it called? The fact that it could be a healthy boy is a mute. Okay. The e-boy is same, another. La'olam kesavar choshil miuta. We are afraid of the mute. And therefore, under normal circumstances, we'd be afraid that it's going to be a boy, even though it's only a mute of times that's a boy, and they shouldn't be able to eat. But Avdina le takanta k'Rav Nachman. But we make the uber a takana, we make a takana for him like Rav Nachman. Omer Shmuel. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel. Yisomim shabol lachlok b'nichse avihim. Yisomim come to ketanim. They come to split up the father's estate. Beizim amidim avatrapis. The beizim appoints an apitrapis to divide up the estate. They're ketanim. They don't know what to divide. So we make an apitropis, and the apitropis picks a nice chelik for each one. Each one has their apitropis, and we trust the apitropis to do what's good for the yisomim. Who bor lohem chelik yofer, and he chooses a thing for them. Higdilu yicholim limchos. When they grow up, they can protest what the apitropis did and claim that it wasn't, they didn't want that, and then they have to split up again. Nachman didei amar higdilu ein yicholim limchos, because the Basin already did something, it stands. Otherwise, what's Basin getting involved if later on they can unravel it? So what Basin does stands, and they can't unravel it. And therefore, what do we do? DMK makoch Basin yotha. Because if we let them unravel it later, what is Basin getting involved? What's the koach of Basin? So therefore, the case is like this. Look at Rashi. Avdin le takanta borin le uber shar nechosim lechalko. So we do like this. We split up the nechassim, and we give the uber a chelik, not in the avodim. He gets fields, he gets other things, not the avodim. So all the avodim belong to the born children, and they're all boys. So no problem. But if what's it called? If we wouldn't make this thing, then we don't know which chelik the uber has. Maybe one of the avodim belongs to the uber, so none of them can eat, because maybe that's the evid that belongs to the uber. But since we're making a takanto like Rav Nachman, that we split up even for the uber, so the apitropis makes sure that the uber doesn't get any of the avodim. V'nimtzu avodim kulam mechelik hanoladim. Therefore, all the avodim belong to the ones that are born. Avohecha de kulam nekevas. But in the case where all of them are girls, lo matzinu lemevet takanto shem yehe uber zocher v'yakol shelo. Because if they're girls, then if the uber is a zocher, and we are choshish lemiyuta, right? Then there's a problem, because what's it called? Because if the uber's a girl, we can make a takanta there too, and give that unborn girl a chelik, not in the avodim. But if the Uber's a boy, he owns everything. Right? So he gets the Avodin too. Right? Because the girls get nothing and the boy gets everything. Then it's a problem. He can't be bore anything from him. He gets everything. So if there's girls, then we are choshish lemiyuta, and we're afraid that maybe it'll be a boy and he'll have everything. There's no way of making a takanta. But if it's boys, then we can make the takanta. Right? That even if this Uber is a boy, we have a good way of solving the problem. We make an apitropis. We choose the pchelik of this boy not to be the avodim. Doesn't seem fair though, because we're doing it for the sake of the other avodim, not for his sake. Maybe it's in his best interest to get avodim, but obviously the apitropis has that power. Okay, yisomim ktanim shebo lachlok ma'amidim apitropis l'chol echad echad. Everybody gets their apitropis. And each apitropis divides up the estate in the best interest of their charge. But when the yisomim grow up, they can say, we didn't like what the apitropis did. Right? So what does it help? It helps that till then they can eat the peirus or whatever, it's considered like their thing. With the Eved, if they don't like it, they can ask for another chalukah. Okay. I plan to get to the Mishnah. We'll stop here. What? If she has no other children? No. She can't eat from the father. She doesn't go back to her father's thing. She has... No, what's that? Wait. She's a Bas Yisrael. She's a Bas Kohen who's married to Yisrael. And the Uber dies. Yeah, then she goes back to eat from afar. Yeah. Okay, we're up to the Mishnah on Sanu Zayin with base. Ha Uber, the Hayovam, the Ho Erisin, the Hacherish, Uben Tisha Shon and the Omechad, Poslim Velo Machil. We go back now and discuss each one. But all of these case, the subject passels a Bas Kohen whose husband died, married to Yisrael, and now she wants to go back to eat truma. She has one of these, and the halacha is a Bas Kohen who's married to Yisrael, she doesn't eat truma as long as she's married. Her husband dies and he leaves her without children. Then she goes back to eat because of her father. If she has children, then she doesn't. Okay. So these situations passel her from going back to her father to eat truma. And a Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen. The Kohen feeds her truma if, what's it called, under certain circumstances. And if the husband dies, she continues eating truma if she has children from him. Opposite case. Right here, if after she does have children, she eats truma. She's a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen. The Kohen dies. If she has children from the Kohen, she can eat truma. If she doesn't have children from the Kohen, she can't. So these don't enable her to eat truma. They're not considered like having children. Each case we'll see by itself. Okay, let's see the cases. We'll see Rashi first, and then we'll explain them. Ha'uber posel Bas Kohen shenisas liYisrael. A Bas Kohen is married to Yisrael. Umeis, and the Kohen dies. V'hinichom uberes, so if he left her with children, she could eat truma. But here he left her pregnant. So she, what's it called, does not eat truma. The umichom uberes. No, so it's the case, that's God's the opposite case. Bas Kohen married to Yisrael. And the Yisrael died, so now if she has no children, she goes back to eat truma because of her father. But since he left her pregnant, the Uber prevents her from going back to her father. She doesn't go back anymore because it has to be, Gemara says, kinu ureha. Then she goes back like when she was unmarried. But here she's not like she was unmarried, she's pregnant. So therefore, she doesn't go back to eat truma because of her father. There ain't no machil.
Does the father have to be alive?
Does the father have to be alive? No. Bas Yisrael, shenises lekohen, umeis vehinicha muberes, and the same would be the other case, where Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen and he dies and he left her Muberis. Here, if he left her with children, she would eat Truma. But he only left her with a Uber, And Yelud Machil, only a born child feeds his mother Truma, but not enables his mother to eat Truma, but not, what's it called, not an unborn child. Okay, so that's the case of Uber. Now the case of Yavam. Yavam, Bas Kohen Shomeris LeYavam Yisrael Paslam Yitruba Saviyah. If a Bas Yisrael, a Bas Kohen is married to Yisrael, and the Yisrael dies, and she has no children. So normally, we'd say that she goes back to eat because of her father. But here, since she's Shomeris Yavam, she can't go back to her father. She is, what's it called, Zakuk to the Yavam. So you can't say Shava El Beis Aviyah, she goes back to her father, she's not. There's something else that's standing in the way. Therefore, she doesn't go back to eat Truma if she's a Shomeris Yavam. The Yavam prevents her from eating Truma. Ubas Yisrael Shomeris LeYavam Kohen, the opposite case. Ubas Yisrael, who the brother is a Kohen, Eino Machila. The relationship till they actually have Yibum is not strong enough that she should eat Truma because of her Yavam the Kohen. So she's possible to go back to her father's Truma if there's a Yavam, and the Yavam doesn't have the Koach if he's a Kohen to feed her Truma either. V'ha'erisin Bas Kohen Mu'uresis LeYisrael possible. If a Bas Kohen is married to Yisrael, even Erison, no Nisuin, she already can't eat Truma because of her father anymore. Until she got married, she ate Truma because of her father. Now she, what's it called, is married, even with Erison to Yisrael, she no longer can eat Truma. Bas Yisrael, Mureses LeKohen, the opposite case. A Bas Yisrael has Erison with a Kohen, Eino Machila. You see, that's only the Rabbanan. In a Torah, really, she could eat Truma. But the Rabbanan, for various reasons, the Rabbanan assured a woman who's an arusa to a Kohen from eating Truma until she becomes an Asur. Okay, now the case of Ben Teshoni. Okay. Bigmar and Mefarishla. So this case, tomorrow we're going to go into the details on Omid Beis of what exactly the case of Ben Teshoni is. And the Gemara has a whole lot of richas, and we'll save it, Rashi said, save it for when the Gemara will speak. Sofik shu ben tes, sofik sheinu, havinomi ke ben tes uposel. Not only is a badai ben tes pasel, even a sofik ben tes. It's going back on what it was before, and what it was before I told you the Gemara will explain, and so have patience. Next case. Sofik hevi beisaros. The sofik shalo hevi. Right. Next cases are a person, we're not sure if he's a gadol or not. Rashi explains which case is going back on the, on which case. Case of Eris. Or, nofal abayis olovi abas ochiv. A house fell on a person and his wife, who was his brother's daughter, his niece. He married his niece, which is mutter. And a house fell on both of them. The ein yodua eza meisrishon. We don't know who got killed first. The wife or the husband, we'll see. Tzarasa choletzes lo misabed. There's a tzara, Yavama with a tzara, then she gets chalitza, not yibum. We're actually explaining the case in a second. First case, sofik shehevi shtei saros leel koilinin ha'erusin. The tani posen. It's going back on the case of erusin. A bas Yisrael who's mureses to a kohen can't eat truma, right? Even though min haTorah she can. But the Rabbanan answered it. Okay. If she's not, the Erison is no good, then she's not Mureses to a Kohen, and she surely can't eat Truma. Okay, so that case is not the one we're talking about. The case is the other case. A Bas Kohen, who's Mureses to Yisrael. So she no longer is in the Rishus of her father. She's already now the Kinyan of this Yisrael. And therefore, she doesn't eat Truma anymore. That's only if the Erison is valid. What happens if the Erison is not valid? The kid's a cut. He's not bar mitzvah yet. So a child under bar mitzvah can't make Erison. So now we're not sure. We're not sure if he's a gadol or he's not a gadol. And it doesn't depend on just how old he is. That's only Gabi Durabonos. Gabi Doraisa, whether there is a kedushin here or not, it depends on if he's 13 and he has simonim. And we're not sure. We're not sure if he has simonim. The Gabi Durabonins were somich on the fact that every 13-year-old had simonim. And even if you don't see them, probably they fell off. Shimonim means two pubic hairs. But if what's it called, but Doraisas, we don't do that. Unless we know for sure he has two pubic hairs and he's 13, he's a kohen for Doraisas. Therefore, if he marries a woman, and we know he's 13, but we don't see any simonim, right? Or we don't know if he had simonim or not, right? It's a suffix, whether he had simonim or not. So it's a suffix whether the erusin is an erusin or not. Still, she's puzzled from eating truma. Even a suffix erusin puzzles her from truma. Suffix hevishte siros, ukedusha kedushin. If he had two siros, then his kedushin is a good kedushin, and he passes her from truma. Suffix shalohevi, right? Or maybe not. Maybe he's not a god. He's a kohen, and his erusin is worthless. So then she could still eat truma because of her father. Still, posel bas kohen mureses lo minat truma. Either case, even a suffix, she's also to eat truma. Next case, nofel habayis alo vial bas achiv shehi ishto. Guy is married to his niece. And the there's another wife too. There's another wife, who's a tzara, okay? And she wasn't in the house at the time. And the husband and the wife, who's the niece, dies, and the other wife is alive. So the halacha is like this: if the guy died stam, and his wife is alive, so now two people fall to yibum to the brother. His daughter, and because that's the brother's daughter, and this strange woman, right, the one who's not related. So the halach in that case is that since the daughter is completely potter from yibum, right, then the tzara sabas is also potter from yibum, right. So she doesn't need yibum or chalitza, so it's potter completely. If, on the other hand, the guy was alive and his wife, the niece, died. Then he died. So now, the daughter never fell to her father. She's dead. Who fell to the father? Only the other wife. So there's Yibum and Chalitza. By regular case of Yibum and Chalitza, because the niece that he married, who's the daughter of the brother, is out of the picture. This was the first Mishnah that we had in Yevamos. So now the house fell on him and his wife, and we don't know who died first. If she died first, then the tzara should have yibum or chalitza. If he died first, that means when he died, she fell to yibum. Then she was killed. But at the moment that he died, two women fell to yibum, one the daughter and one the other wife. Then there's no yibum and there's no chalitza even in the other wife. Even if subsequently she died, like over here, she died afterwards. But by the time that he died, she was still alive. And she fell to Yibum together with her sister wife. Both are potter completely. So now what do you do? If he died first, then there's no Yibum or Chalitza. If she died first, there could be Yibum or Chalitza. So what do? You make Chalitza just in case, and you can't make Yibum just in case. So that's Halacha, Choletzes, Velomis Yabemes. In that kind of case, the tzara has to have chalitza because maybe she died first, but you can't have yibum because maybe he died first. Okay. Shehi ishto sofik hu meis tchila v'noflu shteim lefnei ochiv u'poteres sorosa mishum toras abas. One possibility is that he died first, and therefore when he died, both wives were still alive, even though one for a very short time, but she was still alive. So both of them fell to the brother. One of them is his daughter, so both of them are parted from Yibum and Chalitza. Sofik Basachiv Mesari Shalom. Maybe not. Maybe she died first. And therefore, when he died, only one woman, only the remaining wife, fell to Yibum, who is not related to the brother. And she can have Yibum or Chalitza. Uveshasnafi Lala Yavam Lohavitzorasa Tzoraserva. When he died, he only had one wife. So the Tzara was not a Tzoras Erva, because the Erva was dead already. Kiddush Disnan, right? We had in the first Mishnah the Kulanim in Mesu Omianu Tzoraseim Mutaros. If the marriage with the erva was bottled before the guy died, either he divorced her, or he died, or there was Miyum, right? So then she never was a Tzoras erva, when the guy died, she's not a tzara serva, and therefore says ibu mechalitza. So tzarasa choletza shalomis yabemes. Aidi the iri besoftik lechumra tani lavadeh. What in this world does this case have to do with the other ones? Since we mentioned another case where sofik is lechumra, we're not sure if he's a godel or not, if the erusin is valid. So we said another case of sofik. Okay. Gemara ha'uber. Ibas koin l'Israel hi pasulah kinu reha prat l'muberes. We explained all this already. We'll go over it now. If she's a bas koin who married Israel and he died and left her pregnant, so even though she doesn't have children, but being pregnant already prevents her from going back to her father, because it says she goes back kinu reha. She's not kinu reha. She's pregnant. When she was binu reha, she wasn't pregnant. Ibas Israel a koin. If she's a bas Israel who married a Kohen and the Kohen died, then she only eats if she has children. And an Uber is not considered children. He lo machil, lo yilud machil, shenu yilud enu machil. Says you lead beso. Only if it's born, an unborn child doesn't enable his mother to eat truma. Hayovam, ibas Kohen Yisrael hi posula. Why? Vishava el beso via prat v'shomeres yovam. If she's a bas Kohen who married Israel who died, so she goes back to her father, that's when she can go back to her father. She can't go back to her father, she's tied to the Yavam. She first has to do something with this Yavam. She can't go back directly into her father's Hashos, and therefore, what's her called? She doesn't need Truma. Ibas Yisrael, a Kohen. She's Ibas Yisrael, who married a Kohen. Right? He lo machilo. Why? Kinyin kasbom rachmana v'ho kinyin da'achifu. She is, what's her called? She has no children. Obviously, otherwise she wouldn't be a Shomeres Yavam. So she can't eat because of her dead husband. Elamai, she's now connected to another Kohen, the brother. So she can't eat because of him either, because it says Kinyan Kaspo, it's his Kinyan. He made no Kinyan her. The Kinyan that is because of the original brother's marriage now continues on and makes her connected to this guy. So until he'll actually be kohen to her with Yibum, she can't eat Truma. Deha Erisin, if a Kohen made Erisin in a Bas Yisrael, or a Yisrael made Erisin in a Bas Kohen, both cases she doesn't need Truma. Why? Ibas Kohen Yisrael, if she's a Bas Kohen who married Yisrael, Pasul La Doha Kanya Behavaya Lamaisa to Kenyan. So she's the Kenyan of Yisrael, and she's out of her father's Rishos, just with Erisin, therefore she can't eat Truma. Ibas Yisrael a Kohen, if it's a Bas Yisrael who is married to a Kohen, right, lo machilo mishum deula. So here, min haTorah, taka she's kinyan kaspo. She could eat truma. She is just as much as she's kinyan kaspo of Israel, not to make her not eat truma. She's kinyan kaspo of the Kohen to make her eat truma. But Ula said one of the reasons why arusa is also to eat truma. Rashi says, the kanya bavoya mishas avoya ifsele. From the time that she's a kinyan of Israel, she's puzzle from eating truma of her father. Kidashivu bas kohen kisiya liisor. Tiya means even erisin. Mishum de ula, meseches ksubas v'perek afopi, dvar Torah arusa bas Yisrael ocheles betruma. Min haTorah, what's it called, the bas Yisrael, who is arusa to a kohen can eat truma. Why? She's his kinyan. Dechsiv kinyan kaspo, hu yochal bo. So she's kinyan kaspo. He gave her kesef and he made kedushin. So she's kinyan kaspo. Umatam omru eino achels. Why did the rabbanon say that an arusa can't eat truma until she's in a suah? Zerushem yemozgula kos leisavia the teilech v'tashkila achia v'lachosa. Because since she's not in her husband's house, she's still with her father. So we're afraid that the husband, the arus, will give her truma, and she'll give it to her brothers and sisters who are Yisraeli. So until she comes into her husband's rishus, right, where she's not kavua in her father's house, then she'll know that to keep the truma away from Yisrael. That's one reason. Another reason is simpon, that we're afraid, since the Kohen never lived with her, that she has some kind of mum that he's not aware of, and when he finally gets her, he's going to find out that she has this terrible mum, okay, and the kedushin's going to be bucked, and then all the truma she ate when she was in arusa was awesome because she never was married. The mafreya. So for those two reasons, a rusa, the rabbanon can't eat truma. Okay. V'hacheresh, a cheresh is a deaf mute who has a din of a shota and a cup. and he can't make kedusha min haTorah. But the Rabbanan were misakin that a cheresh could get married, but it's only kedusha the Rabbanan. It's not a actual Torah marriage. Ibas kohen liYisrael. If it's a bas kohen liYisrael, he posel law dokanya b'takan to Rabbanan. The Maisa, she is nikna to him in the Rabbanan. It looks like it's a marriage, and therefore the Rabbanan asked her from eating truma. Really, Nikra didn't. She could eat truma. She's not married to anybody. But since the Rabbanan she's married, the Rabbanan said she can't eat truma just like any woman who's married to Yisrael who's a bas kohen. The ibas Yisrael a kohen. If she's a bas Yisrael married to a kohen, lo machil kinyan kashmor rachmona v'hai la bar kinyanu. In our Torah, she's not married. It's only the Rabbanan can't give her the koach to eat truma. And she's not allowed to eat truma. She's only married in the Rabbanan. So therefore, she doesn't eat truma as if she's not married, because min haTorah she's not married. Rashi, but tekan to the Rabbanan, the cheresh, afogav belav vardasu, takinu be Rabbanan nesuin. The Rabbanan didn't make a takonet for nesuin for a cotton, or for a shota, but for a cheresh, yeah. Because a cheresh usually can function pretty normally, even though he has a din of a shota. So therefore, afogav belav vardasu, takinu be Rabbanan nesuin, lekamon peres cheresh shenasa. Later on, there's a parak called Cheresh Shenasa in Yevamos, and there it discusses why they made such a takana and where it applies and all the different details. But the Maisa, it's only a kedushin to Rabbanan, it's only a marriage with the Rabbanan. It can't affect to eat truma, but it passes from eating truma because it looks like a marriage, and therefore a bas kohen married to Yisrael. With this kind of kedushin, people will say, if she can eat truma, then everybody can eat truma. But the Rabbanan answered her from eating truma, even though she's not really married, and she's still in her father's rishos min haTorah.
Did the Rav say that the where the Yisrael dies, goes back to her?
Even if there's no father? I'm not sure. I think so. I don't think the father of Dafka has to be alive. In Beisavia, she goes back. Veshavel Beisavia. And even after he dies, it's called Beisav. I think. I'm not sure. Nobody ever asked me the Shaila, but I'm not sure. I think I'm 99% of that. But if it's on the Gale of Mice, ask me. Huh? Yeah, people give it to the, what's it called? She has an uncle.